A reading of the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6. Beware of practicing your piety before others in order to be seen by them, for then you have no reward from your Father in heaven. So, whenever you give alms, don't sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so they may be praised by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be done in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you pray, don't be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, so that they may be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But whenever you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you fast, don't look dismal like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces so as to show others that they are fasting. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that your fasting may not be seen, not by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Brothers and sisters, this text, which is part of the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 5 and 6, is one of those challenging texts, one of those texts that in a certain way will be never in a position to implement fully. It pictures an ideal. It's a radical text. Why do I say it's radical? Well, simply because we don't do as Jesus told us to do. Most of our liturgy, devotions, is very public. And I don't think we make a conscious effort to follow that particular command that all the good things we do should not be seen by others. Just think, for instance, of the massive prayer gathering all over the world, including in Rome, or in some Pentecostal churches, the mega churches, where everything is done to attract others by the example of a big crowd. And historically, the Christian churches have not followed this particular text of the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6. They have not. And the Christian churches have constantly looked for power and visibility. Well, the Gospel is varied, and I would not say that this text is the only one on that sort of issue. We know, for instance, that Jesus went to the synagogue, and obviously he did that visibly. And we also know that when he entered Jerusalem before dying, he also did something visible. So we should not look in the Gospel for a simple message. At the same time, we have to reflect seriously on what Jesus said to us in the Sermon on the Mount. He said to us basically that the three principal, the three chief acts of piety need to be discreet. The first is to give alms, to help others. It's not only about money, it's any act, as we used to say, of charity, of compassion, of support to others. Those acts should not be done to be seen by others, but to be seen by God. And that's very important, because if we do help others to be seen, in fact we don't really help them. We use them to be seen as helping others. There's a profound truth in that part of the Gospel. It gives the tone of how we should help others. The second one is to pray. It's similar. We should not pray to be seen by others. Prayer, it should be a prayer for itself. Prayer should be a prayer to be in contact with what we say is God. It's something mysterious, never tangible, never demonstrable. Prayer should be done in secret. Lastly, fasting, which is perhaps something that we do less in modern times, although environmentalists, ecologists, green people rediscover the virtue of it, but obviously not in a religious sense. Fasting should also be done in a discreet way. Now, what I found the most interesting in this passage of Matthew is this verse, which is repeated twice actually, is that pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And as repeated loud in another part, when Jesus speaks about fasting. What is this secret Father? What is this Father who is in secret and who sees in secret? Maybe that gives us the key to the whole passage. The real God is not a God that we know fully, that we can control completely because we see him and we know him. No, the real God, the God that we're looking for, is a secret God. A God who only a little part of which is revealed. And we try to reach him through good deeds or through prayer. We need to know that. If we claim that everything is in open, is known, well, I think we basically pray the wrong God. The secrecy of God is part of his essence. So Jesus is touching here a very important part of any good acts of any prayer, is that we don't do it because we can control what we do. There's something free, something open, something unchecked in our prayer. We basically like throw a prayer to God, not knowing where he is. Of course, in the same chapter 6 of Matthew, there's a passage which I have skipped, as the liturgy of the church is asking me to do. And the Our Father, at the same time, Jesus, recognizing the difficulty of praying, the difficulty of giving alms, the difficulty of fasting, is giving an example of a prayer which is Our Father who art in heaven, this prayer that we pray so often. So at the same time, it tells us that praying is almost impossible because we don't know God. God is secret. He is in secret and sees us in secret. At the same time, because we are humans, he gives them a simple method still to reach God. So I would like to leave you with this thought that there's like an inattention in all that we do when we try to reach God, whether it's through prayer, through liturgy, or to various actions, is that we can do it, at the same time we'll never be able to do it fully, because God is secret. Still we know God in a number of ways, but we never know him fully. Amen.